Hey everybody, it's Paul Colligan, and this is episode 80 of The Podcast Report. The question is, what does the new podcast iTunes submission process mean for podcasters? Actually recording this one live on YouTube Live, believe it or not, and I'm using a cool app, which I will answer some questions at the end. So Rachel, I will answer your question at the end, but we're going to go over the changes at iTunes and what they mean. I've got some notes here, and I'm going to try not to wrinkle the paper as much because I know the microphone will fill that up. But with that said and done, let's get to work. So the big thought, the big idea is simply this: iTunes is changing the game. Are you changing with it? There are some new things at iTunes, massive new things at iTunes. We don't even know entirely what they mean yet, but the fact of the matter is I want to tell you what's there, tell you what I think you need to do to get prepped for it, give you a chance to get in the update for how all of this stuff comes together. My name is Paul Colligan. I've been podcasting since podcasting was cool. I've got several books about it. I'm a podcast consultant. I'm a podcast speaker, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But that's not what this is about. This is The Podcast Report, where I help you, the podcaster, try to reach more with your message and profit more from your content. That's the goal of the show. That's what it is that we're trying to do. So today, we're doing live on YouTube, and I've got people commenting, and that's so much fun, and thank you so much. Thepodcastreport.com/80, you'll be able to get the video of the test that we did. You'll be able to get the live YouTube presentation that we did, what we did there. You'll also be able to, when the video is complete, I'm going to do a special report, and I'm actually going to get another video of walking through the entire process. If you want to sign up for the special report, and if you want to sign up for the video, head out to thepodcastreport.com/80. That'll let you sign up for both of those. Depending on if you're listening to this after the fact, the report will either be there, or for people like Rachel and Kent and everybody else who's watching this live, you won't be there yet. But if you sign up, everything is ready for you to go. I don't like to date things here on the Podcast Report. I like to do the type of things that are evergreen, that have a long-lasting impact. But the fact of the matter is, this is big, this is huge, this is important, and I want you to know about it. So there it is. I put this together quickly. These are just my general notes in mind map form. This is not a complete thought-out process, but it's a thing that is so key and so vital right now that we're kind of go through this process together. So the outline for today is simply the what, the so what, and the now what. This is a great outline. If you're putting together a podcast and you want to just know an outline for what you need to tell your audience, you got to tell them those three things. What's going on? So what does it mean? And then now what do you do about it? So that is the report for today. So what? There's a new thing in iTunes. For the last 10 years, iTunes really hasn't, or since iTunes has been taking podcasts, it hasn't really changed. You click on the Submit a Podcast button, and this thing popped up where you gave it the address of the RSS feed for your show, and then bam, it accepted it, and it brought it in. That was it. Even the screenshot hasn't changed until now. Now, if you type Submit a Podcast, if you click on the Submit a Podcast instead of iTunes, it takes you out to a place called podcastconnect.apple.com. Now, for those of you familiar with iTunes Connect, it's actually just a subsidiary of iTunes Direct, but if you don't know what iTunes is Direct, let me tell you, okay? Not everything is set up in this new update. This is really, really important. There are still things inside of there that aren't complete. Apple lately, honestly, has been doing really what I call beta releases. They're kind of releasing things that just aren't quite ready for prime time yet. So, and this isn't ready for prime time yet either, but we got to get ahead of it. Paul, what's not ready for prime time? The Apple Watch, not ready for prime time. The new Apple TV, not ready for prime time. And this website, at least at the moment of this recording, not ready for prime time. This is ownership of your podcast pass submission. If you log in there right now with the email address that you've submitted past podcast with and the password, if that email address is an Apple account, and if it isn't, you'll have to go ahead and make it one, and we'll chat about that in a second, you'll see all the podcasts that you've submitted. So I see Fred, old friend here on the show. The funny thing is, Fred, all those old podcasts, Podcast Tools and Marketing Online Live and all those shows are actually in there because they were all submitted with the same email address. So as a result, you're able to do things with your podcast past just submitting them. And what you're able to do now and what you're able to do a little bit later, all really, really important stuff. But really, it's ownership past submission of the podcast. Now, this hints to something big. at iTunes, and I've been hearing, not grumblings, that isn't the right word, but I've been hearing through the grapevine that big things are changing over at iTunes. And this is definitely an example of what's happening. Now, I'm about to sneeze here, and yeah, there it is. I said sneeze, and then, of course, it goes away, but there it is for the audio. So what's happened is iTunes has changed. It's no longer a blank form inside of iTunes. It's a full website with login and password and management and history and that kind of stuff. We don't know the entirety of it yet, but that's what's gone on. So what? Well, now you can make some changes you couldn't make before. You guys know for a while I was working with a company called Instant Customer. They had a podcasting platform that I had to build, help them build. The one problem with their platform, and it's a problem with a lot of platforms, was that you couldn't pick up your podcast and move it from one place to another. I've shared in the podcast book, both versions of it, that that's really, really important. Well, now you can actually go in and you can change the source of the podcast, even if it's a place that won't let you move it. This is huge. I've got a podcast still over at Instant Customer that I'd like to change, and I'm going to be able to do that. And this is tremendous. So it can make some changes you wouldn't be able to make before. Longer-term ownership. Now instead of just submitting it once and then being kind of terrified at the great iTunes gods, we now have the ability to go in and change things later and update things later, which is really, really huge. It's also part of iTunes Connect. So if you're an iTunes Connect user, and what iTunes Connect is iTunes Connect is a place where if you have an app, so we've got my How to Podcast app, we've got the Podcast Report app, it's where you can log in and you can see where you've been downloaded, how many times you've been downloaded, how much money was made. Paul, can we see that for our podcasts? No, not right now. But the interesting thing is maybe that's coming later. I mean, it would make a lot of sense. Apple is really pushing hard in this space, and we don't know. So it's part of iTunes Connect. We don't have a lot of information. We don't know what's coming, but we know it's a platform and a thing they've spent a lot of time and effort on money on. So I want to push that out. So that's the so what. So now what? Now what do we do about this? Well, a couple things. Apple doesn't make a move unless they have a reason. Good or bad, Apple's gotten to the point to where a large part of what they do is response in the industry. And what are they responding to? Do they know something that we don't know? Are they responding to, and all this is conjecture, all this is guessing, but are they responding to a bigger push for podcast on the Apple TV? If so, very interesting. Are they pushing to the new competition being represented by the coming Google search platform? I don't know. If it does, interesting. If they're just making things easier for the podcaster to manage their life, because they've realized that podcasters deserve to make it a little bit easier to manage their life, I don't know. Easy. So what I'm going to do here is I'm not going to do that. You guys have came, and I think it'll be interesting. This whole platform for streaming is fascinating. I'd love to do the whole push to the world thing, but I'm not going to worry about that. So Apple doesn't do this unless they have a reason. Google, competition, Apple TV, don't know what the reason is. You need to figure out what podcasts you have access to. Perhaps you submitted your podcast under an old email address that you let go, a podcast maybe domain that you let go, a company you no longer work for. If your podcast is now associated with that email address, I would work diligently to get that email address back and see what you can do there. So you got to figure out what podcast you have access to. So log in, see what's there. If you can figure out how you submitted the past shows previously, if you don't have that email address anymore, I would definitely take a look at that up. Look that up and see what's going on there. I would ponder the implications to be able to make changes. I have spoken in the past of how one of my biggest regrets in podcasting is letting old shows go. Podcast tools, Marketing Online Live, and even Internet Marketing This Week. I let those go and I lost the audience that came with that. And the fact of the matter is, I don't have to let those go anymore. And I can kind of get those back. And what happens if you can get these podcasts back? What do you do there? What are the other changes? Not just shows you've abandoned, but what are the changes you can make? I'll tell you this right now. I got a show. I mentioned this earlier. With an old host. Yep, Rachel C said this is huge. With an old host. And the fact of the matter is now I can move it. Now I can take it back. And I was looking at the numbers, and the numbers for this podcast are still really good. So the implications for this are really great. Get ready for greater management. This is big. Right now, we can change the title. We can set essentially a ping again, but that's about it at this point. And we'll go from there. I'm going to do Q&A at the end, and I only see the last three or four Q&As, so we'll definitely try to chat these and see what we can do with that, but I think the implications of this could be interesting. So the what is iTunes Connect is now podcastsconnect.apple.com. Gives us more manageability than we ever had before. We can change a couple things, but we don't know what it is that we can change. We know that it's definitely not all there, but it's worth looking at. If you have old email addresses associated with your shows, dig those up, make those Apple accounts, and go from there. And then just ponder what happens now that we've got longer-term management. And even, gosh darn it, ponder what happens if we're able to get stats or that type of thing. You have been listening to the Podcast Report. Some of you are watching this live. Some of you are watching the video of this. Some of you are listening to the audio podcast of this. And so what's interesting is, regardless of how you're consuming this content, what I want you to do is I want you to subscribe to the show. I want you to, inside of iTunes, thepodcastreport.com/iTunes, subscribe to the show. Make sure you get the next week's episode. If you're inside of Stitcher, go to thepodcastreport.com/Stitcher. If you're tuned in, thepodcastreport.com/tune in. All of these will let you get the show on a regular basis. If you want to interact socially, I would love that. thepodcastreport.com/Twitter, thepodcastreport.com/Facebook, or even thepodcastreport.com/80 for episode 80 to speak to what you think about this episode and what this means there. Inside the website, I will have under today's episode, as I said, a link to pick up the What, So What, Now What report that I'm going to put together for you. And when I do a new submission in the new area, I will get you out that video as well. So you can get that at thepodcastreport.com/80. Other links out there will be the podcast book and, of course, the apps that we have, which is absolutely fascinating. Social, subscribe. There it is. Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you're listening to the audio version of this, we're going to cut off at this point. If you're watching the video version of this, I'm going to take a Q&A from the audience for as long as it comes, and we will go from there. So if you're listening to audio, thanks for listening. If you want to catch the Q&A, basically head out to thepodcastreport.com/80 and forward through in YouTube about 15 minutes, and we will go from there. So thank you for listening. Chat with you soon. Bye.